This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sunday is the first of the month. Rent is going to be due, which could mean bad news for millions of Americans. Nearly 18% of renters have missed a rent payment within the past 6 months. That's according to our most recent Marketplace Edison Research poll. State eviction bans, you might have heard of those. They have or will soon expire. And as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, even though the CDC's nationwide moratorium is still in place, those state bans do matter.
So far, the CDC moratorium is working as intended for a lot of people, says Diane Yentel of the National Low-Income Housing Coalition.
But it's flawed, and it has a lot of holes that some renters are falling through.
For one, it does not protect tenants who are month-to-month or whose leases are expiring. And in Colorado, at least,
we're seeing a lot of those cases under the CDC moratorium.
Zach Newman is the founder of the Colorado-based COVID-19 Eviction Defense Project, and he's happy that Governor Jared Polis decided to reinstate a ban on evictions last week.
The state moratorium here in Colorado basically closes those holes, so tenants have greater protections as we head into the fall and winter.
But most states have let their eviction bans expire, including Massachusetts, where Governor Charlie Baker announced about $100 million in rent relief. Chris Norris of the nonprofit Metro Housing Boston says that will help a lot of people over the next few months, but
it's nowhere near enough. It's a nice first step.
Norris is worried about what happens at the end of the year when the CDC moratorium expires, if the federal government doesn't step in. Diane Yentel is too.
At that point, renters will owe tens of billions of dollars in back rent that they can't possibly afford to pay,
which could mean 30 to 40 million people at risk of eviction in the middle of winter. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.